Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Leo Posada. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Pignatano. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Darren Johnson. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Reno Bertoia. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Nuxhall. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Joe Nuxhall. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting second. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting third. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Valdivielso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kralik. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jack Kralik. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valdivielso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew juggles the ball. That's an error on Killebrew. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada hits a fly ball into right field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a pop-up towards short. Houser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Killebrew moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pignatano moves to second. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive towards short. Hauser reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Valdivielso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdivielso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0 for 1 in the game. Posada strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pignatano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kralik moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it and throws to second for the out. Kralik moves to third. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Killebrew moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Posada. Allison reaches second base with a double. Posada throws the ball into Bertoia, who tags Allison trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Kralik scores. Killebrew scores. Lemon goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Twins. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pignatano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn strikes out. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Valdivielso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdivielso is 0-for-1 in the game. Valdivielso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kralik hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0-for-1 in the game. Bertoia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nuxhall bunts towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Bertoia moves to second. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Green reaches second base with a double. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pignatano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bauer takes first base on ball 4. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0-for-2 in the game. Posada hits a fly ball into right field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pignatano hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pignatano for the out. Bauer moves to second. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan pinch hits for Norm Seaburn. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan now playing first base. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Allison strikes out. 1 out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bertoia hits a fly ball into right field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nuxhall hits a pop-up towards first. Allison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-3 in the game. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jose Valdivielso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdivielso is 0-for-2 in the game. Valdivielso hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kralik hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bauer hits a fly ball into right field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0-for-3 in the game. Posada hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pignatano takes first base on ball 4. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Bill Kunkel now pitching. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lemon is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got three RBIs. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Julio Becker now playing first base. Bob Allison now playing right field. Bill Tuttle now playing center field. Lenny Green now playing left field. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allison. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bertoia bunts towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. One out. Jerry Walker pinch hits for Bill Kunkel. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hauser is thrown out after the base hit. Johnson scores. It's Athletics, 3, Twins, 3. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Staley now pitching. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Batty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 3 in the game. Tuttle bunts towards first. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first, with Lump covering, for the out. Batty moves to second. One out. Jose Valdivielso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Pignatano for a passed ball. Batty moves to third. Jose Valdivielso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdivielso is 0 for 3 in the game. Valdivielso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Batty scores. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.